Okay, Furs, this isn't an ordinary rant. Oh, no, no, no. This is a call to action. This is a plea for you guys to get up off your PlayStation playing butts and help save the world, okay? There is a serious threat to the well-being of society, and it involves every single one of you. Yes, even you people who are only interested in jerking off and still think that, like, Quantum Leap was the pinnacle of broadcast science fiction or something. I'm usually not a violent griffin. Actually, I'm one of those crazy crystal-waving pacifist hippie faggots who wanders around in search of ultimate happiness and good dope, okay? The guy at the counter of the New Age bookstore who sells you your incense with that look of dim and utterly stupid bliss in his eyes? That's me! I'm that guy. I make it a point to meditate regularly while listening to New Age music so I can achieve something hokey like finding my center of balance, okay? I'm about as John Denver as they come. Animal rights? You're into animal rights? I think a florist is a murderer, okay? That is not a joke. I'm that demented. But as peaceful as I am, there comes a time in life when you just have to strap on about 100 pounds of C4, walk into a building, scream a battle cry to some hairy Viking god, and blow every living thing on the block across 4 fucking time zones. When someone told all those Japanese soldiers to go bomb Pearl Harbor, did they wimp out and start preaching some Zen shit about live and let live? Hell no. They said, give us some bombs, and where the fuck is it? Sometimes they didn't even drop the bombs, they just flew the fucking plane right up some guy's ass, screaming, booyah, motherfucker! Now that's hard. I'm surprised they had room in those cockpits for the balls on these guys. This is what people did when they got pissed off at something before they had reruns of Gilligan's Island 24 hours a day, and that's the kind of balls we need now. There's an enemy out there, people, and we need to be able to walk up to him, pull the pin out of a hand grenade, shove it up his ass, scream, booyah, motherfucker, and try to aim the splatter for the nearest news camera. The government? You think I'm talking about the government here? Are you kidding me? The government can't even get my mail to me on time. Did you see the last election? They'd get better management if they put Chevy Chase in charge. Neither George Bush nor Al Gore could find their ass with both hands. The government isn't a threat. No, I'm talking about telemarketers here, folks. That's right, telemarketers. There's true evil right there. Has the world become so sad that we actually have people calling our homes in case we wanted to buy some product, but we're too fucking stupid to go out and get it? Are we that fucking retarded? Did we accidentally pull half our brains out of our noses one night with a coat hanger and duct tape or something? No, I don't want a home equity loan. Take your insurance and your newspaper subscriptions and shove them up your ass. And if one more of you calls me and asks me to change my goddamn bitch of a shitty motherfucking piece of shit long distance company, I'm gonna hunt you down and string your entrails through the trees like Christmas decorations. If there was a way to send a deadly electric charge through the phone lines and into the ears of these spawn of Satan people, I'd have single-handedly killed half the fucking country by now, I swear to God. It would make smallpox look like a beer hangover. There'd be stinking, maggot-covered bodies as far as the eye could see. They'd be fucking floating in the ocean, hanging out of the trees. See, you don't understand. I can't use my phone anymore. It's ringing every second of every minute of every day. It's that bad. Do this. Take 250,000 starving college kids on crystal meth and lock them in a small room with nothing but phones. Now give them a number and tell them that for every hour they manage to call it more than 1,000,000 times, you'll slip a pizza under the door. That's my phone! That's my number they're calling, and it never ends! The phone company might as well move into my fucking house! Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but when I grew up in the 70s, if you called someone during dinner time, it had better be to let them know the Messiah was coming, or the whole neighborhood would find you and eviscerate your firstborn child. What the hell is this? These people are calling me late into the night, 10, 12 o'clock. It's like they're doing this for recreation or something. Hey, I've got a better idea. Instead of moving into dinner, let's just call 2 and try to sell him something. What the fuck? Ladies and gentlemen, the government does have psychics, and they're using them to find all the newborn babies who will have future careers in telemarketing, and they're tattooing my name and phone number, their foreheads backwards so they can read it in the fucking mirror. And this is just my phone. I know that they're doing the same thing to you. Are we gonna sit here and let them do this to us? These are our phones in our houses on lines that we pay for. Are we gonna continue to let Gomer Pyle call us at all hours of the day, violate our privacy, so he can tell us that we really need this product he's selling, whatever the fuck it is, but we were just too retarded to know it? I say down with telemarketers. I say let's have those Japanese kamikaze balls. From now on, when a telemarketer calls you, find out where he lives and carve your initials into his mother's ass with an X-Acto. I guarantee you it'd only take 2 or 3 names and mom's fat cottage cheese looking ass, and this guy would never make another phone call again in his life. It would take 1 year, maybe 2 at the most, and telemarketing would be destroyed entirely. This is to your fuming ranting griffin, and I think that's all I have to say say about that.